And now I'd like to welcome songstress, songwriter, and interpreter of songs. Please give a big welcome to J.B. Sweeney.
Thank you. Well, I wasn't going to do a song tonight because I don't have a voice. And then I decided that it's more important to have a will to sing than to have a voice. So this is for Roland and for all of the vets who are here. It's also for Chris, because Chris was just, yeah. So please sing along on the refrain line. I wrote the song after listening to a series on NPR about Brooke Army Medical Center, where the worst of the U.S. military burn victims are sent. And it's called Don't Forget My Face. Thank you for the guitar, Beth. This is just incredible. And thanks for the pick, Steve.
And my tuner.
Oh, right. It's a group effort. Now, if I could just borrow vocal cords, I'd be in really good shape. A photo hung beside the open door. Show the nurses how he looked before he went to war. Had the will to fight, but now it's gone. Like both his legs, his smile was taken by a roadside bomb. Don't forget my face. Don't forget my face. The second squad was ambushed in the sun. Everyone but Martin died. He was the lucky one. Doctors hardly knew where to begin. Thanks only to him. Helmet, he still had some scraps of skin. Don't forget my face. Don't forget my face. Martin's dad was so proud of his son. He said we must keep up the fight until the war is won. At 2 a.m. he left his son's bedside. At 3 a.m. young Martin slipped off to the other side. Don't forget my. Don't forget my face. Photos hang beside the open doors. Did I do the one about Martin's dad? Photos hang beside the open doors. Show the nurses how the soldiers looked before the war. They had the will to fight, but now it's gone. Like pieces of their lives taken by a roadside bomb. Don't forget my. Don't forget my face. Don't. Don't. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for J.B. Sweeney.
Playing the harmonica, yeah.
And now I'd like to welcome Catherine Kaufman, this wonderful.